USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four people will stand trial on French terrorism charges over an attempted Islamic extremist attack on a Paris-bound train that was thwarted by three young Americans. After 4 years of investigation, the case is finally going to trial. A judicial official said that the attacker and three suspected accomplices will answer to various terrorism charges in the trial, though a date has not yet been set. Armed with an AK-47, pistol, and box cutter, Ayub El-Kahazani boarded an Amsterdam-Paris train carrying 500 passengers in August of 2015. He opened fire and wounded two people before several passengers intervened to stop him. Hundreds of thousands of supporters swarmed Washington, D.C. on Saturday. Their message was simple: stop the steal, referring to the tainted 2020 presidential election. Democrats and Joe Biden call the election the fairest in U.S. history. President Trump called the current recount in Georgia a waste of time as observers are being denied signatures and verification information on ballots. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Syracuse Post-Standard is reporting New York Governor Andrew Cuomo threatened to sue the Trump administration if its coronavirus vaccine distribution plan makes it more difficult for people of color to receive it. Cuomo charged that the federal plan is using health care providers to deliver the vaccine, which he said could leave behind communities of color. Trump on Friday said Cuomo's criticisms of his plan would mean vaccines won't be delivered to New York, claiming the governor said he didn't trust where the vaccine is coming from. SpaceX's newly designed Crew Dragon capsule, which the crew dubbed Resilience, lifted off atop a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket at 7:27 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida. SpaceX launched four astronauts on the flight to the International Space Station, NASA's first full-fledged mission to send a crew into orbit on board a privately owned spacecraft. Hurricane Iota is expected to reach Category 4 when it hits Nicaragua late Monday, early Tuesday. It will be the second major storm to hit in 2 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Dustin Johnson won the 2020 Masters Golf Tournament at 20 under, 5 strokes ahead of Australia's Cameron Smith and Sung Jae-im of South Korea. Dustin reflects on the final day.
You know, getting off to the start, I did a birdie 3, which was good, and then 4, bogeyed 4 and 5. Even though they weren't, like, bad shots, you know, I still gave myself good looks for par on both the holes and hit good putts. So, you know, I still didn't let it bother me too much, and then, you know, hit a great shot into 6 and made a birdie. That kind of settled me down a little bit. And then after that, I really drove the ball really well from there to the house. And, you know, obviously it's a tough day. It's always tough to get it done in a major, no matter how good you're playing. It's hard. I was nervous all day. I could feel it. I mean, you know, the Masters to me is, you know, it's the biggest tournament. It's the one that I wanted to win the most. And so, yeah, I mean, I felt it all day. And, you know, I'm just very proud of the way I handled myself and the way I finished off the golf tournament.
Dustin Johnson won the 2020 Masters and set a scoring record at 20 under par, 2 strokes better than the former record held jointly by Tiger Woods and Jordan Spieth. Cam Newton and the New England offense beat Lamar Jackson's Ravens in a rainy primetime matchup of Sunday Night Football. The final score was 23-17 in the AFC showdown. The Ravens' record drops to 6-3, while the struggling New England Patriots improved to 4-5. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.